Today we're gonna be interviewing
Christine Bader.
So what is your job?
I actually have three jobs. So why don't I tell you what they are and we can talk about as many as you want to.
Yeah.
So one is that I teach at Linfield. I teach in the business school in the Master of Science in Business program. I teach a class called Ethics and Social Justice. My second job, it's a volunteer job, but I am the head coach of the Valley Panthers High School Girls Rugby Club. And my third job, which is also a volunteer job, but also takes up 100% of my time, is that I am a proud member of the McMinnville School Board.
Cool. So can you tell us what it means to be a member of the school board?
Sure. So the school board is an elected position. There are seven members of the school board, and we have three main responsibilities, although there are lots of other things that we end up doing. So we oversee the budget for the whole district, we oversee policies for the whole district, and we manage the superintendent. The superintendent is our one employee, and then the superintendent manages everything else that happens in the schools.
Cool. Can you tell us what your favorite part of being on the school board is?
Sure. Well, we meet twice a month, and I will tell you that the best part of those meetings are when students come to present and talk about something that's going on in our schools. So that's definitely my favorite part, I think, is hearing directly from students. And then also when I get to come visit the schools, like I am right now, and see that there are so many different things going on, and that there are so many different activities where our students can thrive and find out what they're great at and find out what they enjoy. I'll tell you that one other piece that I enjoy, I wouldn't say it's necessarily fun, but I find it really fulfilling and rewarding, is when we get to take care of things that other people might not find interesting or exciting, but that are really important for how schools function.
What made you want to join the school board?
Oh, that's a good question. So when my kids started at elementary school, and really throughout their careers in school in the McMinnville School District, I've been so impressed and inspired by the dedication and the professionalism of our teachers and everybody else in the building. So I've always volunteered in the schools and really wanted to find ways to help out however I could. And then in the last school board election, not this past one, but in 2022, I guess, it got a lot of attention. So a lot of people ran, and there was a lot of coverage on social media and in our local paper. So I was attending the candidate forums and hearing the candidates speak. I was following the election really closely. And I realized that I really didn't know anything about what school board members do. And this seems to be so important for a community, right? So I followed that election really closely, and then I started going to school board meetings because I thought, I really want to learn more about this.
Yeah.
So I started going to meetings, and first of all, I found that I really enjoyed the meetings. And that's kind of weird when you go and you're like sitting in a meeting for one or two or three hours and actually finding it really interesting. To me, that's a sign that that's maybe something that I should pursue. So I found it really interesting. And then I also found that there was actually a really good match between my skill set and experience and the responsibilities of a school board member. So in my previous jobs, I have managed budgets, I have worked on policies, and I've managed people. So again, there just seemed to be a really good fit. So when somebody stepped down from the school board, I applied and was selected by the board, and then I ran for election and was elected to that seat.
That's awesome. Well, thanks for coming today.
Thank you for interviewing me.